Welcome back. Here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And we're doing a really good job today, I think, of making this transition to retirement a very human journey. And helping us do that, we've got Gord Gillies and Candy McLary today helping us understand that sort of their transition when they started thinking about retirement. And now you're in retirement. And we finished the last segment talking about it's been great. Knock on wood, it's been fantastic. I want to start the conversation here with a little bit about what your expectation was. You knew what you were leaving, the high-powered careers, the busy, you know, the calendar to the minute, all of these things. Did you both have a plan? Did you guys sit down and talk about what it was going to look like as you moved into retirement, what your day was going to look like?
One of the neat things that worked for us when Candy retired ahead of me was I would come home and be done my work at lunchtime, right? Yeah. So I'd be home at lunchtime. Candy was busy. She had busied herself with friends or doing whatever. So it wasn't like we were arriving home, bang, she's at the door. What are we going to do? I'm retired. And so I really admired the fact that she was planning her life and doing other things. And so we would get together when we'd get together, kind of a thing. So that was, I think, a really good thing we did. And then we just sort of made it happen, right? It hasn't been a real bumpy start, I don't think.
Candy, can I ask you a question about this? Because this is always interesting. Faisal and I have got lots of evidence of watching transitions take place, and some at the same time and some are staggered. In your case, it was staggered, not necessarily planned that way, but it was staggered. And so, Gord, you got to see Candy do this. You had gotten into a routine then about what your day was, and you had a social network of people that you were doing things with. Were there any concerns that you had when Gord said, okay, I'm going to come home now too? Did you guys talk about that? Were there any worries that, ooh, you know, we're not built for 24/7. I've got my life and you've got your life and there's things we do together. Any discussion around that?
You know, we didn't have discussion, but I think we both really felt that it was important to have some time when we're not together.
Right.
I love having, we moved from a house to a condo. We started to downsize prior to our retirement. I love having that space to myself, recognizing I'm sure Gord loves having that space to himself sometime. So we didn't really have a formal discussion about it, but we were able to kind of work our way towards something that did work. One of the things that I paid attention to, someone had retired prior to when I was going to retire. And at her retirement party, she listed off, this is what we're going to do. Mm. And I remember thinking, I'm exhausted listening to you. I am not going to do that in retirement.
Right.
Anyone that asked me, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to give myself a year to figure it out.
Yeah, interesting.
And then I didn't feel pressure listing off things that might have been interesting. And that's what I've done this year. And I am thoroughly enjoying where I'm at.
You guys will know this. The first question we get when somebody says, finds out you're retired, what are you going to do?
Right. Yeah.
And we were both, we don't really know.
Yeah. Gord, I want you to answer this honestly. Okay, because we have seen a very big difference between men and women in our practice. But honestly, were you thinking about leaving work, coming home, and just, you know, you're gonna infiltrate Candy's world now? I can't wait to go for tea with the girls. You know, that kind of a thing.
Well,
come on, honestly.
I don't know about that, but we had a story where we had new friends who we would meet every Christmas where we holidayed, and as we said goodbye one year, we said we'll see you next year. And he said, yes, and I'll be retired next year. So a year goes by, we're on the beach, and Michelle is there, and we say, how's retirement? It's great. He worked for Total, big wig guy in the oil patch. He said, it's been great. I've done this, I've done that, I've got a little contract. And he jumps on a paddleboard, and he sails on out in the ocean. His wife comes down 10 minutes later, hey, Eve, how's retirement? She looks around, where is Michelle, and says, it's horrible. He's in the kitchen all the time. He's in my face. She had a completely different take on it.
Yeah.
And that was an eye-opener for us.
Yeah.
So we laughed and thought, let's make sure that's not us.
That's exactly, that's why I was asking. It was it's very interesting. We saw that years ago, right?
Yeah.
Woo, that's a big difference.
Yes.
And I think when you both of you having your own lives and walking away from the media side, Gord, filling your time up with other things is a challenging part for many people, especially if you're in a high demanding, high profile type of life. And then going into, well, I know Candy has her own life. I know what her space is, and I want my space. So how did you fill the gap? Like, there's from 5 a.m.
yeah.
all the way to noon. What are you doing with
and
your time?
And that's a job in process.
Sleeping. Sleeping for some of it.
Somebody said, what's the best thing about retirement? I said, when I wake up at 3, I roll over. But you know what? That's a work in progress, Faisal, because I have been bored some days. And I'll go for a great workout. And all of a sudden, you can have long workouts and all this. And then it's like, oh, long workouts. Now it's 1 in the afternoon. Oh, yeah. What am I going to do? So, and it's sort of the months that I've been retired have been the crappy months, if you will, you know, November or December or February, you know, it's colder. You can't do as much outside. So it's a work in progress, but we do separate. We work out at the same time. We don't work out together, but we go, we usually meet for a coffee. And then I went to with a buddy to a movie the other day, that kind of stuff. So I'm just learning how to do that right now.
Have either of you felt bored?
You know, in the first month of my retirement, I was really careful to make sure I had something going on every day. And it was as simple as a coffee or a walk with a friend so that I didn't wake up and think, oh my goodness, how am I going to fill my day? And it's funny, I've almost turned the other way when I've got something in the middle of the day. I'd love to have a blank slate and just do whatever I feel like doing. And so I've noticed that transition from being mindful about having stuff going on to let's just free it up a bit and be able to go for longer walks.
Yeah. How about you, Gordon?
Yeah, and there's been times. Yeah, I have been bored for sure. So as I say, there's been times where I go, you know, what am I going to do now? I got a couple buddies who are also retired, so we're now the group of old guys you see at the coffee shop doing stuff that we used to say, oh, those old guys are retired. That's us now, but it's a work in progress for me, yeah, for sure.
And you know what's interesting, and Faisal, we see this or talk about it a lot in theory, that there's a honeymoon period when you retire, right? Yeah. And Candy, I think you referred to that right off the bat, and you were conscious of this fact that in the first year, hey, I'm going to give myself a little bit of space and freedom to explore what this next stage in your life is going to look like. And I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. And it will change, right? Clearly, you guys are young and healthy and mobile. And then, you know, decades will go by and things will change and you'll rethink these things. But this honeymoon period, I think, is really interesting for people. To be conscious of it, I give you full credit. I think that's really cool. What you transition into, you know, how long you want the walks to be, how much your calendar is booked during a day, that will all evolve over a couple of years, right? Yeah. And it will be different after that. We'd love to have you back, actually, to talk about that, I think, because it would be fun to see.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that we get being in our positions is the phone calls about people worried about their money. Mm-hmm. So there, since you've retired, we've had, China-U.S. issues. It's a little virus called Corona. We're blaming it all on you, by the way. Has any of this stuff happening in the markets, the volatility, everything going on, does it get to you? How do you deal with all that?
To our credit, I think, if I may be so bold, we've never been daily watchers of our investments. Okay. And that was, I know you guys talk the same thing. You talk about your buckets and your balance. And that's been our approach from day one. So I've had friends who are every day, did you see the markets? No, I didn't. And quarterly, we would get stuff. We're still, you know, solvent. So that's never been part of our world, worrying about the money, to be honest.
I think that's great. And we talk about that short-term volatility and the effect that it can have on people.
Yeah.
I put out an interesting chart through LinkedIn. Remember that one where we talked about there's a 55% chance, if you look historically, that a market's going to be up on any given day and a 45% it's going to be down. Boy, I don't want to take a coin toss on whether I'm going to be happy or not on any given day of my retirement.
Yeah.
Right? So good for you. Kudos. That's fantastic. Okay. We're going to quickly run out of time. I'd like you to summarize it. You guys sound like you've had a great transition. Do you have any sage advice that you want to leave our listening audience with?
I think because I'm a saver, one of the things I've had to turn around in my head is what are you saving for at this stage? Right. And recognizing with what you just said, we have wonderful mobility now, which people anticipate with travel. Spending money in those first 10 to 15 years is hard because I don't know what's going to happen after that. But I've been able to move my head towards, I'm not going to spend a lot when I'm traveling less or less mobile, and unless it's on healthcare issues and right. thinking about that. But just being able to enjoy our lifestyle over the next 10 to 15 years and not worry about when we're older.
Yeah, beautiful. Gord, last word.
And the same thing is the advice I would have is think hard about it. Really, really talk to somebody who can help you understand what's coming. But, I remember I'll steal this from a friend of mine who had retired a year before me. And I said, what's the best thing about it? And he goes, Sunday night when I go to bed, I don't think about the meeting tomorrow morning at 9 and what's going on Tuesday afternoon and the big session on Friday. He says, I go to sleep. And that's been a real gift and a joy for both of us. It's just, we're free to do what we want now. Still a little daunting and scary. So far, though, so good.
Sounds like peace of mind to me. That's wonderful. Both of you, thank you very much for sharing your journey. I wasn't joking. I would love to have you back in a couple of years' time once you've settled in and see what's changed. So hopefully you'll entertain us at that point. Faisal, we've got an upcoming seminar because this is the experience we want everybody to have.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about how you can receive that or actually get that kind of experience on Tuesday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Will your family fight about your money when you die? Well, that's what we're going to talk about after the break. Join us. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.